If I may, a vision of the future. What time do you normally wake up in the morning?
That's kind of an intrusive question. Yeah. somewhere between 6 and 7.
Okay, 6 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, right, your alarm goes off at 5 a.m., right? The voice comes through your alarm clock, and it says, last night I noticed a heart irregularity, the third one you've had this month. We've decided that we need to schedule you for an appointment today. I've pre-scheduled your doctor's appointment. Your personal devices now, all that information has been uploaded.
When I leave my house every morning, 5 days a week, my phone app tells me how long my commute to work will be. Today, it tells me that I could make it to work faster by train due to an accident on the highway. Each street I walk into recognizes me, along with other commuters, and sends alerts on human traffic for both the trains and buses. At the station, the retail and F&B outlets send out offers to customers in their database. Each platform is allowing a certain number of people to safely board the train. I board the train after a slight delay, and off I go. 10 minutes away from my stop, I receive a message from my usual coffee shop, asking if I'd like them to prepare a long black, my usual morning coffee. The train arrives at my stop, and I leave the platform as the exact amount for the ride is deducted from my account. I walk past the coffee shop to pick up my long black, as the coffee cost is deducted from my account automatically. As I'm about 5 minutes away from the office, I get a message, asking whether I'd like to get a vacant workstation prepared. I am given a few choices, and I pick one with a nice view. My IP settings are then set at the workstation, including my preferred light adjustments. I enter my office building, and I get facially recognized and automatically scanned for dangerous items or illegal substances. Once cleared, I am informed to take a specific elevator to the floor where I have my workstation ready and waiting. I walk past the security doors and reach my workstation and settle in. Another day starts.
Before the recent lockdowns around the world, we led hectic lives with long commutes and not enough time to spend with our families and friends. Traffic polluted our air and smog blanketed our skylines.
What if it could be different? What if we could create a new normal where we reclaim our time, our health and well-being, and our communities?
This is the idea behind the 15-Minute City, a growing movement to make our lives in cities more convenient, less stressful, and more sustainable. A 15-Minute City is one where everything we need is close to home, where communities are safe and inclusive, where the air is clean.
A 15-Minute City is one where it's easy to get goods and services. Fresh groceries, healthcare, and other amenities are all just a short trip away. A 15-minute city is one where everyone has a place.
A 15-minute city has affordable, accessible, and adaptable housing for households of all sizes and ages.
A 15-minute city means that you can work close to home or work remotely more often.
And we all play a role in our neighborhood.
What if we don't go back to life as it was? What if we already have the power to change how we live? Together, we can reimagine and create the future we want. One that is cleaner, safer, healthier, and more inclusive. And gives us back valuable time to enjoy the little things.
Mayor Bibb introduced the idea of being the first 15-minute city in the United States. He did this in his State of the City address last night.
The urban planning model is new, but city planners told our Sarah Shookman the time is now to tap into federal dollars to address some of Cleveland's deeper problems. Imagine a Cleveland where everything you need is less than 15 minutes away.
It's this ideal planning framework where human needs and desires are accessible within a 15-minute walk, bicycle ride, or transit trip. And that's really what we're striving for in this new planning model.
City planner Matt Moss says it doesn't have to be a dream. Instead of a concrete jungle where people work and separate places where people live, in a 15-minute city, everything is closer.
And it's starting out with the city we have now and then asking residents how they might want their community to grow or change in ways that, again, make things more accessible or provide them with more opportunities to access the things they want to get to in their day-to-day life.
So let me tell you the plan. The plan is in Oxford, and this has just been passed by the council, to divide the city here into the squiggly city into six parts. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you will only have the freedom to operate in the part that you live. So this is you. The idea is that everybody will live within 15 minutes of the things they need. You will have to go out an approved route. You will have to journey around the outside.
It's going to be the fourth industrial revolution, an all-consuming industrial revolution right across the board. The speed of change 1,000 times faster than during the first industrial revolution, and affecting all services, all products, all countries, all industries, and all people. It's going to lead to job destruction, so we've got to think about the jobs of the future and how we create them. It's going to lead to massive technological change in the way we deliver services. It's going to force governments to change their minds about how they operate. And all this has been set out by Klaus Schwab in the speech he made in Abu Dhabi.
And you see, the difference of this forced industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking. He wrote the book and did the documentary, The Princes of the Yen, about the Japanese central bank. Here he is in Malmo, Sweden, in May.
The nature of this CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. Right. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. And it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
Dr. Schwab, I'm flattered you'd ask me to keynote. You've written extensively on the topic that you've asked me to speak to, mastering the fourth industrial revolution.